Governor Mike DeWine's proposed gun and mental health policy legislation is drawing mixed reactions from gun groups and those who want changes. It seems no one is 100% happy with the plan. DeWine says the bill meets three necessary criteria he identified from the beginning.
One, it must be constitutional. It must respect both the Second Amendment and Ohioans' due process rights. Two, it must make a significant impact on the safety of all Ohioans and save lives. And three, it must be able to pass in the General Assembly.
Standing at DeWine's side, Whitney Austin, a survivor of a mass shooting in Cincinnati last year, choked back tears as she explains why she supports the bill.
It takes my breath away nearly every time I think about this. I was shot 12 times, and not once did a bullet hit a major organ or artery. It is inconceivable. Yet here I stand, physically and mentally strong enough to be here to talk to you. So what do you do when you cannot make sense of the gift that you've been given? For me, there has always been only one answer, and that is to fight to ensure that I save as many others from senseless gun violence as possible.
First responders, doctors, veterans, and others stood on rows of risers behind DeWine, showing support for his plan. In fact, there were so many supporters standing with the governor that you couldn't get them all in one photo without using a wide lens. The proposal includes a version of a red flag gun seizure law. It anchors on updating the state's pink slip law, on involuntary hospitalization to include substance abuse issues along with mental illness as a reason to require guns to be surrendered. Dean Reek of the Buckeye Firearms Association says that's good, but he's still not behind the overall proposal.
So I consider that at least a positive step. Now, what does it actually do? That's what we're going to have to look at. Of course, we have some concerns about background checks. There are a lot of other points in this. It's a 17-point plan, so what about some of these other things? We're going to have to look at it, see what does or doesn't impact Second Amendment rights.
One prominent Democrat who stood with DeWine was Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who dealt with the aftermath of the mass shooting in August. She likes the part that would steer a person thought to be a danger to themselves or others into treatment for 72 hours, where they would be separated from their guns. And while DeWine's plan does set up a system to allow people wanting to buy guns from private sellers to prove they can pass a background check, it's not required. So she says it's not enough.
9 out of 10 Ohioans call for a background check. There's not a background check in this bill. So, you know, I think that that is something that the legislature's either they're going to have to decide and the voters are going to come to them with it, and they're going to have to listen to the public. That's what we're drawn to do, we're supposed to do. And, you know, when you have that many Ohioans agreeing on something, something's got to give in that legislature.
For Dennis Willard, a spokesman for Ohioans for Gun Safety, a group that's trying to put a gun reform issue on the ballot next year, the absence of a universal background check is a deal breaker.
If the legislature closed the background check loophole, then we would applaud them and stop our campaign. But we are not confident that will happen. So we're going full steam ahead.
Willard says he thinks the group will have the nearly 300,000 valid signatures needed to put the issue on next year's ballot. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.